This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Talks in Sudan to resolve the long standoff between the military and civilians over the handover of power since the ousting of President Omar al-Bashir have made a breakthrough, a deal after marathon efforts from regional and international envoys and mediators. Mohamed Alamin has more from African Union mediator Mohamed Hassan Labat in Khartoum.
The two sides have agreed to share power for 3 years with the formation of a sovereignty council that will be chaired by rotation between the military and civilians, Lepat said. He further pointed out that they also agreed to form a government of independent technocrats led by a prime minister. For his part, the TMC deputy chairman, Mohamed Hamdan, also known as Himeti, has welcomed the agreement, stressing that the TMC is fully committed to implement it. He further emphasized the Transitional Military Council would work in partnership with the opposition alliance to widen the agreement and allow the representation of the entire Sudanese people in the transitional period.
According to the agreement, the formation of the transitional parliament will be postponed for a maximum 90 days, and an independent and national investigation committee will be formed to probe the killing of civilians in Sudan. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake rocked the coastal U.S. state of California Thursday, leaving injuries, fires, and dozens of strong aftershocks. Seismologists say the seismic rupture occurred just 9 kilometers beneath the Earth's surface, which amplified its effect. Here's seismologist Lucy Jones.
There is about a 1 in 20 chance that this location will be having an even bigger earthquake within the next few days, that we have not yet seen the biggest earthquake of the sequence.
This was the largest earthquake to strike Southern California in 20 years. This is VOA News. U.S. government lawyers are scrambling to make a Friday afternoon deadline to offer good reason for including a citizenship question on the country's 2020 census. If not, lawyers must stipulate that a question is no longer needed. The Supreme Court has already ruled that the government's reasoning for including the citizenship question did not meet standards for a clear explanation of why it should be asked. The census is a count of people in the United States that takes place every 10 years. The stepson of Malaysian ex-Prime Minister Najib Razak is free on bail. This after pleading not guilty on Friday to laundering $248 million from the 1MDB State Investment Fund. Hollywood producer of The Wolf of Wall Street, Riza Aziz, is charge sheets, rather, said the money was misappropriated from 1MDB and channeled into bank accounts of his Hollywood company, Red Grant. Police in the British territory of Gibraltar have seized an Iranian oil tanker suspected of carrying crude oil to Syria, violating European Union sanctions. This is the first time an EU nation has taken such a bold move. President Donald Trump imposed sanctions on Iranian oil exports last year when he pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran. Meantime, AP correspondent John Gambrill reports that European negotiators are trying to construct a workaround to salvage the Iranian nuclear deal.
Europe is trying to save the deal. It's come up with a plan called Instex, which it says will allow Iran to trade goods to Europe in exchange for other goods from Europe. And it stops individual companies in Europe from being paid directly by Iran. However, the U.S. has said that it's willing to potentially sanction this vehicle. That's a risk that a lot of international companies said they're not willing to take.
Choking off Iran's market for oil has severely damaged the Iranian economy. 83 African migrants drowned and only 3 survived when their boat sank this weekend off the Tunisian coast. It went down in the Mediterranean 2 days ago, just hours after launching from the Libyan town of Zuwara. Fishermen initially saw 4 people clinging to pieces of wood and alerted the authorities. One of the 4 survivors later died. The Red Cross said the boat was carrying far too many people. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the latest. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA. VOA 1. VOA 1. The best music now.
You used to call me on my